yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy. And Mo is drinking. Not even alcohol.
That's a Diet Coke.
Yeah. And it's a good thing you got Diet Coke. It's with that slimming aspartame.
Yeah, it does. Hey, you almost killed me again about 20 minutes ago.
I did.
By the way, I'm Mo.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
All right. Well, we talk wrestling. Let's get to it. This is the go home show.
For the big event this weekend.
Are you ready?
Yes.
The big event this weekend. This is the go home show.
Yes. What's the big event this weekend?
Addy's bachelor party.
That's damn right. You are about to get married, which is good for you and not so good for the bride-to-be.
Sucker.
And this weekend on Saturday, we will be out in the party bus.
Yes.
Having a hell of a time.
With the honky-tonk man?
No.
No, he didn't return our emails.
No. We tried to book a wrestler for it, but then when it came down to getting fake Razor Ramon, we're like, you know, we really don't need one that bad.
I said that. I actually asked Jeff at one point, I'm like, you're getting Rick Bogner, aren't you?
Like, he asked me, he's like, could you get a hold of him? I'm like, yeah, actually, I do know how to get a hold of him, but I won't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get fake Razor.
I asked Jeff at one point, about it, and he said, you were in charge, and I said, oh great, that means we're getting David Arquette.
Well, we have an open bar, he'd be there.
We do. We do have, I do believe one of the attendees, though, phenomenal Phil Frenzy.
Who's that?
He's a buddy of mine, who used to work, like, at the back alley wrestling shows that they had.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, so.
He was very charismatic, but couldn't wrestle a lick, and had a chick who came out with him.
Yes, yeah. I believe so. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. You met Phil.
Maybe.
He was at Fat Joel and Phil when we were in Cochrane.
I was just impressed that you were calling somebody besides me fat.
I don't know. It was classic. He was sitting right beside us when I called that kid a retard for like a John Cena.
That was awesome. Well, you didn't technically do that.
I said
a little more specific what you did.
True.
Tell the story.
I just told him that there was a woman at work who had a retarded daughter who really liked John Cena, and I was loaded, and I basically said that everybody who likes John Cena is retarded.
Well, she wanted the cardboard cutout. You guys had gotten a cardboard cutout at your work or something like that.
Yeah, yes.
And she wanted him, and you're like, well, of course you wanted him. And then he's like, well, of course. And she basically turned to that guy and said that. You told the story, you go, so, because you're drunk.
Yes.
And when you're drunk, your voice goes up to 4 or 5 octaves. So you look at him, you go, yeah, so, okay. There's this girl I work with. And she's got a kid, and kid's retarded, okay? She's retarded. Okay, she likes John Cena. So, basically, now, if somebody likes John Cena, that's what all his fans are like. So, you're saying you like John Cena, huh? What does that mean about you? And then, at that point, remember, and he was like 30 years old. At that point, remember, he took out his phone and he called his mom.
He called his mom, yes.
It's like, I don't want to watch the rest of the show. These guys are mean to me.
And he
he's
had
there
a,
by himself.
And he had a sign at this, like, this show in Cochrane.
This show in Cochrane. Well, 700 people, they said. Though I don't think so. That was for the Brad News Allen Memorial
Tribute Memorial Show.
But it really had nothing to do with him, and they didn't give any money to him. And it was Devin Nicholson in between shooting steroids. Hannibal.
And doing coke. Yeah.
It was him. It was and claiming he was going to get fired by the WWE if I would with Buscher on this particular night in the main event in a cage match doesn't give him Hep C.
Yes.
They're busy. Oh fuck, we should talk about that. Remember the main event?
Yes. Sort of.
First off, this thing, you were having a lot of stuff. This event goes 8.5 hours. I mean, it's like three ROH shows. The best part is they finally get the main event, and this thing's already like 5 hours in, just a nightmare, and they're taping it for, but it, no DVD or anything ever comes out. It's like every other show that we go see that's an indie show.
Every other indie show, they tape it, and nothing ever happens.
We can't release this. The best part is they're trying to put up the cage for almost an hour.
Yes.
Eventually, they just, Devin Nicholson just says, just have the match with the cage.
Yeah.
So, they get two guys at the top of the cage sitting on ladders.
Holding it.
Holding it together. Like, wrapping their arms around it.
It still falls apart.
Of course it does.
And they fucking, it was like a light tube, one of those light tube things that they busted over his head. And
so
brutal.
Awful.
We saw, that was the first time we saw Ron, what's his name there? Who just got fired? Ranjan Singh? Is that no?
Oh, Goldust was there.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to call him. at a local. He's supposed to fight Ravenous Randy.
Ravenous
Randy goes into the ring, and he's like, and the local area code here is 403. And he's like, I want you to call Goldust 403-2-whatever-6-9-4-2-1 or whatever.
Yeah, like, he took our money. He took our plane ticket money.
Yeah.
He took everything, and then he doesn't show up. So I know you all are mad because you wanted to see me beat this guy. So I tell you what, I want you right now to give him a call. 403-2-1-0.
Yeah, we're like, what?
And tell him how pissed off you are. We're like, oh, so Goldust lives here. He couldn't even make it down.
Yeah, that's, why did he need a plane ticket was my question. And we saw, who was the guy in 3MB that just got fired?
Yeah. The
Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal.
He was there in the Karachi Vice 2000. Yeah. We saw him, and Harry Smith and Tyson Kidd were.
Harry Smith there?
They were watching. They weren't wrestling. They were just watching the show there.
This is also the night where you caused the injury to Tito Santana.
That's right. He said he signed one too many autographs, and I was the last person to sign an autograph for Chico Santana, or he signed an autograph for me, I guess.
That's right. You signed an autograph for him,
and he fought the Anvil.
Like 30 seconds in, they go. He goes, jumps outside the ring to get his I don't know,
burrito.
to get his bearings.
Oh,
jumps outside the ring, and in doing so, pulls his groin.
Mm-hmm.
The Anvil then spends the next 5 minutes trying to find some way to entertain the crowd to see if, while figuring out if he can still go on, and failing.
Well, the problem with that is that he's the Anvil.
Yes.
That was a good show.
So that was a good episode of We Talk Wrestling.
In the meantime, let's get into the big news of the week. I think we'll talk about the man called Sting.
Okay. Oh, I thought you said the man called B.
Well, we could talk about the man they call B.
Yeah,
man they call B is a 4-time Special Olympic medalist.
Mm-hmm. And he's a John Cena fan.
And a John Cena fan. He got 3 gold medals and a silver medal, including the gold medal for the overall weight.
So good for
Canadian Special Olympics. Well, you know what, though? He got a silver medal and he got 3 gold medals. He might have 3 gold medals, but he doesn't have 2 slammies.
No, that's you, right there on your desk.
It is.
That's right. Is he going to be there Sunday in the Battleground pay-per-view? Or?
I'm not sure. He'll be there Saturday.
Will he be there Saturday? That'd be awesome.
But
Saturday. We'll tell you all about the adventures after,
If we remember them, yes. But, the man called Sting. He does this.
Is Fat Joe going to be there?
He does that. No, he couldn't make it.
Oh.
He couldn't make
couldn't
it.
Get up.
He couldn't, yeah. Gotta get up. But yeah, Sting on 2K15, the video game. Great commercial.
Tremendous commercial.
Great commercial.
So the commercial, basically, what it is they still have the crowd mic'd, which is unusual.
Yeah.
And the crowd is in anticipation. They're like starting to cheer, and it's building and building. And then they see it is Sting, and they're going nuts.
Well, the music is playing, right? And that was his music on the thing. And, there's
music.
This tiny little 2K15 in the corner. But nobody could see it.
Nobody could know it, yeah. Because you're too busy looking at the coolness of the spot. And then they spent a whole bunch of money on this spot. Like,
yeah.
A ton.
Oh, yeah.
And
it was 6 figures.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. They filmed a few spots, but...
But anyways, the point is that everybody's going nuts. They want it so bad. And then it's announced that it's in the video game. And you just hear the crowd go,
oh.
Like air being let out of a tire.
Yeah.
And I was the same thing. I'm like,
Yeah.
You know what? Even though we had this last year with The Warrior, it never occurred to me it would be the video game. I'm never thinking about the video game because I don't buy the video game.
It's a video game. And they announced the video game cover last week with Cena, right? Yeah, and it exactly. was kind of like they did their video game thing. And it's just like, okay, well, whatever. And you don't really think of the W of Raw. They haven't used Raw to announce anything in the video game other than the cover.
No.
Right? It's never been, like, the Warriors thing wasn't on a video game.
No, it wasn't, no.
It, when even, like, do you think of the toys, when they had the Randy Savage, when he was still alive, and they had the Randy Savage action figure a few years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, that, never they never used Raw, they did that, like, at a Comic Con or something,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, you don't really think about it, but I mean, now
I do wonder if they were trying to gauge the audience reaction.
I think that's what it was. Well, I don't know if they were going to gauge it, but I think the audience reaction caused, I mean, you remember when people cheered Buff Bagwell in Cleveland and he got hired?
That's true.
I think it's a similar situation where now they're, I mean, they were always going to try to get him in, but I think now they kind of see that they could get him.
One match will be huge. And he has said, even recently, he has talked about this, said he still would like it to be Undertaker, and I still think that would be huge. That said, I mean, he's talked about a couple other guys. He's talked about Cena and the big guys, right? Yeah.
I think, but I mean, that brings us to our friend Dan Leopold asked, you know, odds that Sting will be on TV or actually wrestle in WWE in the next year, right? And so it's like, to me, it's, I think they're pretty good now.
I think they're pretty good. Yeah, I would say Mania. What are the odds? Let's say 70-30.
Yeah, 70-30. Yeah.
I think there's a good chance he wrestles. It could be Undertaker. I suspect it could be a tag match with Undertaker, too. But I think it's more.
I know the answer.
Okay.
I know the answer because he'll be around. He's going to be around just long enough that he can turn heel and it can make sense. Mm-hmm. But to me, the WrestleMania match is, because it's a return match, is the man called Sting against heel Chris Jericho.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking that.
That's the match.
And he is one of the guys he mentioned.
Yeah.
The guy I was thinking, and it is a shame that he's not there, because this is the perfect guy.
Jinder Mahal.
I was going to say Drew McIntyre, but no, I mean, it's CM Punk. He's the perfect
guy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, because you want a guy who can you want a guy who's a little smaller who can create movement around Sting,
yes.
Make him look good, take all the bumps, do all the movement,
and it doesn't matter that Jericho loses.
It wouldn't matter if Punk lost either.
No, exactly.
And he has.
Although in their mind, I don't think they would have with the merchandise selling and everything. They are a little more protective of Punk. Because of that, I mean, it wouldn't matter.
It wouldn't matter.
We know it wouldn't matter, but to them, it would. To them, Jericho losing, they don't give a fuck. You know.
No.
So, and it's the biggest. It's the biggest star I can think of where it doesn't give a. It doesn't matter. And
again, if he's going to put over somebody, how about he puts over Bray Wyatt?
Well, sure, but I mean.
But it's tough. He's only there once.
And he's not a good worker.
No, but again, you can do smoke and mirrors. You can.
Not Bray Wyatt can't.
Yeah, he can.
Nah, I don't think so. I think Jericho can. The other guy I was thinking of, but he can't, is The Miz, right?
Miz isn't at the level.
No. But they think like he kind of is. But you could give Miz. They think Miz is a star.
They don't have the Miz fucking jobbing on main event to Sheamus because they think he's at that level.
No, they just have Jericho jobbing because of that. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't see him at that level.
I don't see Miz at that level. Jericho to me is the biggest guy and the best worker. It doesn't matter.
Punk is the best guy. He's not possible.
The best guy that's possible is Jericho.
The best guy that's possible is probably Jericho. I'd agree.
But I mean, who knows where they'll actually go? I mean,
he's also talked about Orton, and I think Orton would be good there too, because I don't see anything coming up for Orton.
No, Orton would be decent as well. I mean, yeah, that would be okay too. Yeah, that's fine. But
I hope it's not Kane.
Oh fuck no! I hope Kane's not with the company at that point. Well, with the company, not working, not wrestling at that point.
Yeah, ambassador role.
Well, I mean, the best role for Kane.
But he's a fucking main eventer right now.
Well, yeah, but the best role for Kane, literally. I mean, as much as I hate fucking Kane in these matches and in this singles thing, the best thing Kane has done, probably in his whole career, for God's sake, is Team Hell No.
Well, certainly recently. I wouldn't say his whole career, but because I mean, he was Dr. Isaac Yankum.
That's true. He did have that Brett deal, but I
wouldn't say the best thing in his whole career. I mean, he's had some good moments, but yeah, I mean, definitely. Yeah, the Team Hell knows a perfect example of where he'd be great again. You know, I mean, if he was with The Miz and they were a top heel team, that'd be good for both of them.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So, I mean, because again, it looks like they've added another team. We talk about how they're only down to, you know, three or four or whatever, but it looks pretty much like Big E and Kofi as a team, but it's a babyface team again.
Oh, Langston.
No, Big E.
Oh, Langston. And Kingston.
Kingston. Langston and Kingston.
Langston.
Big E and Kofi.
Kingston.
Big Kofi.
They should be called the Stins.
Stins. I like it.
Stins.
The Stins.
The Super Stins.
The Super Stins.
There you go.
I like it.
Book it.
What the fuck was I saying?
I don't remember.
It was just like another team, babyface team. You're still lacking heel teams. You have two heel teams and three babyface teams, or maybe four if the Matadors ever, one, what's his name, gets healthy.
Dora.
Yeah.
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 But I think, I don't mind that necessarily if you're going to slap, and I think it's time, the tag titles on the Wyatts, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then it's okay that you got the Dusts and the Stuns and the Usos all vying for a heel team.
You got
right?
some. But you need some heel teams that they can build up and
lead
into.
Yeah, I mean, you need another heel team for sure. You got Rybacksel. I mean, maybe have the Ascension come up at this point. I don't know. I mean, it's I think they're as ready as they're going to be.
Yeah.
So
which
you might as well.
Because they seem to be, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I don't get it. It's, you know, I mean, and you can put the tag titles on the vaudevillains now.
And in WWE.
That's right.
I want the main event of pay-per-view.
That's true.
I like to see the main event of WrestleMania be the vaudevillains versus anybody.
That's who should fight Sting.
Yes.
The vaudevillains in a handicap match.
It'd be awesome. Because he remembers when that was an actual legit gimmick.
That's the thing. He's just like, yeah, that's a regular promo.
I
used to team with you, didn't I?
Yeah, so there's Sting. We talked to
the man called Sting. Mm-hmm. Should we talk about our friend, what else happened on Raw? Ric Flair.
Who?
Ric Flair.
Oh.
No, not who. Woo.
Woo.
Woo. He came back, uh-huh. And everybody but the WWE writers knew that Ric Flair came back.
Well, you know what? The truth is, they didn't have anything for him. But then again, they thought, you know what? We'll just give this guy a bunch of musical chairs and he'll be great.
Yeah. That was, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, who
cares?
You
know, I guarantee you Dean Ambrose is in the back as he's hitting on Renee Young going, she can fuck him. I'm okay with it. He's Ric Flair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. He's Ric Flair. I mean, he's not going to be with The Miz. That's good.
He
doesn't look like he's going to be with anybody.
I was going to say, what is he? They don't really know what he's going to do. And it's just like, they hyped his return. And then it's just like, great. So what is he? He's probably on the piano for the pre-show, I'm assuming.
I don't think they're having a pre-show. For this weekend, they aren't.
Yeah.
No, they aren't.
Yeah, Cameron's fighting Naomi.
Oh, that's right. But that doesn't... I don't know if they'll have a panel.
I think they will.
They won't have a post one, that's for sure.
Why not?
They haven't had post one, right?
Not post Raws.
And I don't think, come SummerSlam, they wouldn't be surprised they don't have a pre-one. I guess they are having a pre-one because you...
But what they're not having at the SummerSlam is the Fest. There's no fan access for the card cutting, which makes me, of course, think now that we've talked about the greatest part about Mania, or part of the greatest part of Mania was the Fest and the shows that they had, the hype shows leading up to it.
Well, we talk about cost cutting, it makes me wonder why the fuck it isn't turning a profit.
Why does the fest have to, the fan fest, both for Mania or for SummerSlam, why do they have to lose money?
Yeah, well, I know.
If it's turning a profit, then why would you cut it? Why, yeah. If it's not turning a profit, why the fuck isn't it? It should be.
That's true, yeah. Well, it should be. It should be. I don't know. How much is it cost? I don't even know how much it costs to get into that thing.
Well, how much was it for a Royal Rumble Fest, which they did the one time, and it was a nightmare because it rained in Arizona for the first time in 74 years?
Yeah, but that was free.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I don't think so.
It might have been like $20.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was cheap.
It was cheap, but it wasn't free. We paid because more because we did the panels.
We did the P-anals, so yeah. We went to
DX and Sean and Brett. Sean,
the screw and, job and the WCW one.
WCW, yeah.
But so we paid more because we, yeah, it was inclusive of our ticket or whatever we paid. And I think we paid like $75 each.
Where we met Bo Dallas.
Hey, it was Bo Dallas.
We said hell Bo.
Yes, hell Bo. You know, an enlarged heart is a medical condition.
47 times we said it to him.
Yes. Hey, it's Bo Dallas. He looks so happy.
He's like, these guys know me.
Yeah. But fuck, I mean, so yeah, we think we paid $75 a pop on those things, didn't we?
I think more.
Did we? I thought it was.
We got the tickets late and everything. We got it all together. Who knows? The point is that these things shouldn't be losing money.
No, that's true. They shouldn't be, but they are, and obviously because they're caught.
Because they caught it. Yeah.
Now, do they have to pay? I wonder if they pay an appearance fee to the guys.
Well, sure they do, but you know what? You know, again, the guys don't charge money for the autographs there, which is the unusual thing. If they did that, if they charge even $10 a pop and the guys got to keep, you know, even if they made it free and they charged $15 a pop for an autograph and the guys got to keep $10 of it and they made $5 off it.
Or the other way around.
No. Yeah. I mean, you don't do it the other way around because they're collecting from 50 guys, which is way more than the one guy's getting, so it adds up. But the point being that people will pay $15. I mean, we have, at the conventions they have here for celebrities and, you know, the different things, the Entertainment Expo, the HorrorCon, which is coming up in a week and a half.
What, there's going to be prostitutes here?
For the HorrorCon?
No.
Horror.
Oh, horror.
There will be some.
Horror what?
There will be some. Oh. Yeah, I mean, the tickets there for the people, for the celebrities, are $25 a pop.
And yeah.
There's a ton of them. You know, sure. I paid to have my picture taken with Bruce Campbell at the Entertainment Expo.
What's a Bruce Campbell?
He was in Evil Dead. Bubba Hotep. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was Elvis.
Elvis, okay.
Bubba Hotep. Yeah, my picture taken with him, I think it was $80 or something like that.
Jesus.
Right between three people. You know, but if they're doing this type of thing, they could make it free and still make a bunch of money.
That's true. They could. They could do that.
It sounds like they're not.
It sounds like they just
you pay $20 to get in or whatever, and you get your autographs. It's like, okay, that's a great deal, but if it's not working, then don't cut it. Just look at a different method or make it work.
Yeah, then just charge, right? Yeah, that's the way to go, I think.
Yeah.
But or at least try it once, see how it is, right?
Yeah.
You try it at the fest, and if it works, you do it at Mania.
Exactly.
And then you make a lot more money, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's... But... Sadly, what that means to me is that those SummerSlam pre-shows are probably not going to happen.
Yeah, no, the pre-shows... The pre-shows, I've heard already, pre-shows are going to go, and it's because they don't... The network isn't successful enough, and they're blaming all these type of things.
But so I think...
The post-shows and pre-shows...
I think the pre and post...
The raw P-shows, all this stuff...
P-shows?
They're pre-shows.
Oh.
Well, I might have said P-shows.
I think those are, see, but I can't see how those cost that much more money because you're already there and set up.
I don't think it's going to cost that much more money. I think it's that they're sitting there going, all right, people aren't watching it, so let's put on something they would rather watch instead and just cut it.
I guess.
And because people aren't paying, if people think this is what the network is and if they're not buying it, then it's this stuff. Let's get them the stuff that they want. Like, I don't know, you know, shit that you could actually want to watch.
Yeah.
Raws, SmackDowns.
Nitros.
Like, yeah, shit like that.
Yeah. Thunders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I was watching some back when they had the brand split and Eddie was champion.
Yeah.
Watching some of the pay-per-views. And we're talking about 2 months in between the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
I'm watching it without watching the Raw ones. I'm watching just the SmackDown ones in a row here for a little while.
Right.
And 2 months is a hell of a long time and a lot of TV that I can't watch a SmackDown to follow it with. And that sucked.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, what is the issue between Mordecai and Bob Holly?
Exactly.
Right? Like, you need to know these things. Like, Kenzo Suzuki, I feel as if I don't really know him. Right? Rene Dupree. What is your motivation?
Honestly, God, Rene Dupree, I'm watching the match he has with John Cena. And he carries John Cena in this match.
Does he? He was strong.
It was pretty good. It was actually pretty... It was arguably behind the Eddie Bloodfest with a Judgment Day with
JBL.
JBL. It might have been the best match in the show. And I'm just like, I can't believe Rene Dupree's never come back. Like, honest to God, and he still could. Anytime.
He could.
Yeah,
I mean, he's super young.
He's 30.
Very well, not anymore, but he was super young.
He's 30 years old now.
Yeah.
This was 10 years ago. He was 20.
Doesn't he wrestle and his last name is Bonaparte?
Possibly. I think he wrestles for Muda's organization, I believe, actually. Russell 1.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, then he could go to TNA.
He could, but...
But you won't see him until he's 37, because they've taped 7 years ahead.
That's true. And then they won't be around anymore.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, he should end up back... He's bigger than Cena. He's still only 30 years old. He's been wrestling forever. He's second generation. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had troubles with... I don't know. So he was... You know, he had some sort of substance abuse problems.
Mm.
Which is why he actually asked himself to be released from his contract, if I remember correctly. But
right.
He definitely had a suspension. He definitely had some issues in that.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time, and I mean, I'm surprised he's never ended up back.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the same company, though, that hasn't brought back Chris Masters for whatever reason, right? Yeah,
That's true. But you know, the difference is, I think Chris Masters had a certain stink on him, because they had booked him so bad.
Yeah.
It's not fair, and certainly, they could bring him back now.
That's true.
Look, he's still young. He's like 32.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody remembers Rene Dupree, though, really, right?
Yeah, so exactly. Rene Dupree. And even if anything, he was just about to debut with long hair on ECW when he asked to be released. And
that's
he
right.
He was about to get a push.
Right.
I don't think he has that same, you know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, one guy that's not big and jacked up but has wrestled in Japan is Kenta.
No, he's not big and jacked up at all.
But...
5'7", 185 pounds, I think is what they list him at.
Yep, and he's on his way to NXT.
Which is about Daniel Bryan's size.
Yeah, yep. Okay. On his way to NXT to Hogan and Jimmy Hart. I mean, when you think of Kenta, you think of Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart.
They endorsed them at the
Osaka, whatever show.
Japan.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with him, you can certainly go on YouTube and watch him against Seth Rollins, Tyler Black.
Yeah, that's probably the best one.
You know, that or him against Daniel Bryan, and you'll go, okay, so he doesn't look so small against these guys, and he's great. And in fact, if anything, he's better than all these guys, because these guys have all stolen his moves. And that's not bullshit. Like, a lot of the moves that...
GTS?
GTS is one. The LaBelle Block is another one of his moves. But the Yoga
Yes
Lock is
that's
another
right.
move that he stole. The Bushido Knee is another one of his moves. This
yeah.
one's stolen.
Yeah.
That
knee off the top, isn't it, that Rollins used?
Yes, another one of the new moves that he's stolen. His other, you know, I mean, he's the same age as Daniel Bryan, but Daniel Bryan idolized him. You know, he's one of the guys that he looked up to, and that's because he is that good. Now, will he translate WWE? I think it's a long shot, but that's more on WWE.
Yeah.
That's not on him, so...
But, I mean, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. And when they do it with him, actually, is...
How long will they keep him in... I mean, he's going to have to learn to work WWE style, and he's going to have to change things, but he has a good attitude, and he wants to do this. But the thing is, how long... Like, do you even debut him on NXT in the next tapings, or do you wait... I mean, they've made a fairly big deal out of this, so...
Well, the tapings are going on as we talk, so...
So not this one, but the next set in a month.
So then you would have to wait, yeah,
yeah,
a month.
But do you wait, or do you let him... Do you wait, or do you let him go right away? Do you settle him in, or...?
Oh, I think it's... Well, you know what? I think if he goes now... Then you could, if you go now, then you have a month till the next set of tapings. And they want to see him in the ring and like live, and there's a certain style that they're going to want him to adapt a bit to, right? But I think, yeah, that's enough time that he could do it. I mean, that's why not,
right? It probably is. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely think it is. It's just, I wonder if they're going to be really cautious here since they've kind of screwed up these type of things in the past and given them even longer. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long? I mean, how long did it take? I mean, it's still a dark match for what's his name there, Solomon Crowe, right? Who was Sammy Callahan?
Oh yeah.
He's still working darks.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. You know, so he's got a bit of time. I mean, they're still focusing on that. There's Bull Dempsey that they've just started now.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they're gonna have a tournament apparently to crown number one contenders.
Okay.
For the Ascension.
They've done that before, that type of thing. That's often NXT thing.
But I think what you do is if you can get, I mean, these spoilers are gonna go to the middle of August.
Yes.
So this is 3-4 weeks, right? Middle end of August.
They want to start taping every 2 weeks because they think they burn out the crowd, but I think this one's still a month's taping.
Yes. But then you could do like the first round matches in those tournaments, and then you could do the second round of the next tapings or second and third rounds with the finals culminating at whatever their next September, because they're going to talk about September being the next.
I thought it was October, but it's a September.
Well, September, October, somewhere in there to be the next special, sure, right?
Absolutely can.
That would be, to me, where you find that.
Obviously, Sami Zayn's the guy down there that is the brightest light of all of them.
Who?
Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do with Zayn? I mean, it's not a if he comes up right now, he's totally buried.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, there's no sense for him being down there.
Well, you just, I think you still have to keep him down there. It's the old saying is you don't bring, I mean, what they talked about with Hunter is you don't bring him up until you have a reason to bring him up.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, and they've had they've actually not been too bad with that.
Oh, they're doing a good job.
I mean, Adam Rose was brought up because it's a comedy guy.
Sure.
And so it's like, what's the reason? Well, we need a comedy guy. And now Santino's gone. They probably knew Santino was looking at leaving anyway, right?
I'm sure they did.
So I was like, who's the new Santino? Adam Rose, done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
There we go. So, and
Rusev
then
is being brought up and booked well. Dallas is being booked well.
Yeah.
You know.
Bray Wyatt was brought up and booked well. The whole Wyatt family there brought up, booked
maybe
well.
Maybe that's the thing with Ascension. Maybe that's another reason why. But I'm thinking more, I'm asking more about, like, what do you do? Like you say, how long? Like, I mean, I look at this guy and I think I would love to debut him at the Royal Rumble in 2016 and have him win it. Because I think that's a new storyline and I think he would get over enough. But it's too risky for them to do. They wouldn't do it. Though in the age of no pay-per-views, you could.
But the fact is, and
that's a long time to make him wait, too. That's another, we're talking another 16 months.
And with the network, I mean, in a lot of ways, the network is, and for the network, rather, NXT is just another, like, Superstars.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, it has its own guys, and it's just kind of,
most of them, I mean, they do place a lot of emphasis on a developmental. They think it's important. They know it's important.
Yeah.
And they're doing a better job with it.
Well, they had, let's see here, we got Sami Zayn and Adam Rose versus Tyson Kidd and Justin Gabriel in a tournament match, and Zayn and Rose win.
Okay.
Then you have Bull Dempsey and Mojo Rawley losing to the Vaude Villains.
That's a weird team.
And then
Mojo turn?
And then Bull beats Mojo up after the match. So there's a feud there, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Then Sin Cara and Kalisto.
Yes.
Are a tag team.
Yes.
Which is excellent.
I agree.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
And they defeat some guys, who knows, Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake in a tournament match, of course.
Yeah.
And then Tyler Breeze and Adrian Neville. Tyson Kidd causes the DQ when he interferes. Breeze confronts Tyson. They start brawling. Zayn runs out. Everybody fights. Turns into Kidd and Breeze versus Zayn and Neville. And Zayn and Neville get the win. I honestly think that the Tyson Kidd thing was the best angle that was going on in the company, but
it still is.
Doesn't sound like that from this tapings,
we'll see.
A lot of it's backstage stuff and interactions and interviews too, right? So these are just
exactly. I mean, Tyson Kidd's being tremendous down there, and he's okay down there because, you know, I mean, he can teach them. And I know that he can teach a lot of the guys and work with guys and help them and train them and stuff like that. And I know Sami Zayn can too, but I really think it'd be interesting. Man, I just think he's the only guy you could do it with. If you do it with Mojo Rawley, it'll be a huge failure. To have a guy debut, I mean, I'm not talking a cold debut. I'm not even talking hype videos. I'm talking a cold debut. Guy shows up like number 5 in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And when he's down there and it's the last guy is him versus Rusev, the crowd would be go crazy, I believe, for this underdog. And when he wins it, the pop would be monumental. And I think you could carry that momentum into a lot of interest at WrestleMania. And it's a new storyline, which, fuck, we need.
Yeah.
But, like I say, I think he's the only guy you could do it with. And I think that means you have to hold him off 16 months. And I don't think they would ever have the guts to do it. Though, I mean,
I think
you would. You could do it because, again, you could have him win it. And if it's not getting over, you still have a couple months to change your mind.
Well, and 16 and months, they can't, speaking of changing their mind, they can't keep going. They can't go with anything for 16 months. And, And the part that kind of hurts Zayn in that is staying in developmental for 16 months
That's getting a bit of that stigma, right?
Sucks,
but, I mean, if you did that, it would really put a rocket to him and give us a new storyline. And we see, if it doesn't get over, a month later, you have him lose at Elimination Chamber, a number one contenders match. And
so what do you think they will do with Sami Zayn?
Well, that's the thing.
Do you think they will bring...
Not, he doesn't look to me like he's debuting... Unless he debuts at this year's Royal Rumble.
What do you think?
He's not winning it because we know who's winning this year's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's right.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So, unless you...
Do you bring him up and team him with Christian?
No. Yeah, that's it. You bring him up? I can't even see a place where you'd make... They seem like they're so set in what they're doing.
Yeah.
To WrestleMania... He feels like he needs to wait at least another 8 months before he gets used anyways. So if he's going to wait 8, why not wait 16?
Well, they are. You know what I do with him? I mean, if you're on what I could do with him if we're not going to wait 16 months, which, you know, then and they are, I mean, they want to push Cesaro as a babyface, but they just want to wait until they feel they need to.
And you know, and right now they're pushing him so well as a heel.
Exactly.
Just winning all
just
the time.
Unbelievable.
Just unbelievable.
Intercontinental title coming this Sunday.
Yeah. Ooh.
And,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. But,
fucking
I mean,
morons.
Why not just do Zayn and Cesaro?
Well, yeah. The thing is, you can put Zayn against Cesaro, and then you could transition Zayn versus
Swagger.
Orton.
Or Orton. Yeah, exactly. But I would
and
debut
have
him.
Have upper mid-card, and you know what? That could be a place for them. It's just, it seems too crowded.
Open challenge
the
by
thing
Cesaro
about Zayn
for.
Is you want to bring him up and put him in there. Against the guys that he can have five-star matches with. You
open,
don't want to get him in there.
Open challenge by Cesaro. Zayn answers the challenge out of the back as his debut. And, you know, and he doesn't even have to win, but just have their great match.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, that to me is more realistically what
it's more realistic,
they could do,
yeah,
right?
Sure. I agree.
I mean, I like your idea of a cold guy.
Like,
I think that's interesting.
I think
that's a risk, right?
And I'd like to see something like that, and I just don't see anybody else you could do that with. I mean, if you do that with Tyler Breeze, like I say, or Mojo Rawley, I don't think it'll work because I don't think
Breeze.
I don't think they have the same qualities.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze has already made his debut, though.
Oh yeah, he has.
You know?
Yeah, with Miz.
Yeah, he's as the Miz now. He goes by the Miz.
Yeah.
But I mean, don't hit me in the moneymaker. And yeah, poor Tyler Breeze. I mean, it actually probably I shouldn't even say poor Tyler Breeze. Could be the best thing that ever happened to Tyler Breeze because he's going to have to change.
Not necessarily. You know what else? He could come in as the tag team partner or the protege of The Miz.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he could. He could do that. But maybe. I mean, but that's a possibility. And then you get another tag team.
The other thing is that Sami Zayn is somebody who I look at and I go, you can never be a heel. The option isn't even there.
Not right away. Not for a long time.
I don't think he could
He could be a heel eventually.
You think?
Yeah,
he's
probably
good enough that he could, because I didn't think you could make Daniel Bryan a successful heel.
Hey, who knew
and
he
they
could...
actually managed to do that for a little while.
Who knew he could talk?
Yeah, well, you didn't know...
Right,
and
so...
His facial expressions being so great. And
yeah.
Some of the mask, and he's a good promo. He's not a great promo, but he's good because he's natural.
Well, that's the thing. I think he's good because he's natural. He's a Bret Hart-like promo.
Yeah. But I just think he's... I think his... I mean, I don't see him being a good baby or a good heel.
No.
But again, he might get the business well enough to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, you've got lots of things you can do when you're bringing these guys in. I mean, Zayn and Kenta.
Yeah.
You know, you've got these kind of...
well, that's it. I mean, McDivitt's going to... Prince Devitt's, you know, going to be showing up.
Prince Jerry McDivitt?
That's his name? I'd fucking pop.
That like, would be bad. Great.
I mean, one thing that they are doing is... I mean, they're not finding those guys the size of Mojo Rawley and Bull. You know, they are getting guys who is like, okay, they're smaller guys.
That Bull.
Can they work?
I was watching NXT with the producer.
Mm-hmm.
And Bull Dempsey comes out.
Yeah.
And she just looks at me.
Yeah.
Like, what? I'm like, yeah, he's probably not going to make it.
probably not, no. Probably not.
Just like, what?
Yeah. Well, Kevin Steen, I mean, how long does he stick down there? And again, if Kevin Steen's down there and he's great, then can you bring up Sami Zayn and say Kevin Steen's the guy to win the Royal Rumble cold in the next year? Because he's good enough.
Yeah.
And it's just that he hasn't debuted down there yet. Like, you know, like I do think that highly of these guys is the point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, and again, they're in desperate need of new blood.
Yes.
And right now, the Jeff Jarrett, the Drew McIntyre, the chosen one,
yeah,
is Roman Reigns.
Fucking stupid. I'm starting to, you'll remember like 18 months ago when Shield was first up, I'm like,
yeah.
Because how it happened, let's just go back in history a little bit here. We knew Seth Rollins as Tyler Black. We had seen him wrestle in ROH, and we knew what a great wrestler he was.
Yes.
He didn't seem to have a personality or a promo ability that they'd like, but we knew he could go in the ring.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of finding a way to use him properly. And in NXT, they made him the NXT champion. He was in FCW. He was just a guy whose gimmick was similar to CM Punk, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was just—he didn't really have much personality, but he could wrestle.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you had Dean Ambrose, who was seen as the best guy overall package outside of WWE when he was wrestling Dragon Gate and these things.
Yeah.
And who came in and everybody raved about
John Moxley, and Dean Ambrose.
They're like, and Dave Meltzer's like, this guy's a future world champion. He can talk. He's always in perfect position.
Foley,
he's the best package.
Foley, they were going to debut him with Foley. That was the angle they were going to try to cut, was him and Foley.
Foley wanted to do it because he thought so highly of him. Yeah. He wanted to debut this guy and put him over right away. Big, it's just that Foley couldn't go anymore.
That's it.
It's just he was too beat up and too done.
Yeah.
Too, you know, whatever. So, and then there's this guy, Roman Reigns, who was down there, but I think I might have seen him on the website, and we didn't hear anything about him. Nobody ever talked about
him. He started in NXT.
He wasn't there long.
He wasn't there very long, and the whole thing was that, like, he was a heel. He was this... he was similar to MVP.
Yeah.
Where he was always, like, on the phone, talk to my agent. Yeah. You know, you can get your picture with me. I'm the superstar. Like, it was this thing, right? Yeah. I think even Dusty Rhodes, the commissioner, I think they had a signing. Mm-hmm. Like on the ramp, an unveiling or something of Roman Reigns. And that was what he was to be, was this, I don't know what, this star.
Nothing special. He got brought up there.
I think I saw two matches, maybe, of Roman Reigns.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I see him on the website, sort of recognize the name. Maybe I saw a match, I'm not sure. He didn't stick out, and he didn't stick out not just to us. We're talking to anybody. So then he comes up, and they're all around, and you're watching them for a little while, and they're cutting these promos in the back, and I said to you on the show after a couple months ago, you know, we hear so much about, and this is before we even heard that he was the chosen one.
Yeah.
I said, I think this is the guy that's going to stand out because he had a presence that the other two didn't have. Like, it was just, there was something about him when he talked, it seemed real, and he had a presence.
Yeah.
Okay. But we knew he probably wasn't ready. He was probably years from being ready because he's green.
Yeah. But he had a presence. Yeah.
But he has a presence. Now I've seen, more I see of him, the more I see cracks in the armor.
He had a presence.
Yeah.
They talk about the it factor or whatever, and that's really what it was. It was a charisma, it factor was a presence.
A presence.
And they had him as the big guy in the Shields, you know, didn't speak
such
too
perfect
much.
Perfect use of him.
Perfect
now.
There. Then they booked him. They booked him. They've booked him.
Yeah. Well, and he's been booked incredibly well. That's why he's over. It's not because he's great. He has the presence. He has more presence, I think, than the other two guys. But he also has, now you see, the other two guys, like, they're getting a part.
They're ready.
Well, that's the thing, is you're seeing the other two guys and you're going, okay, they may not have the presence, but they have this, this, this. Like, I'm like, okay, well, Moxie's mic skills are incredible.
They have years of experience.
Moxie's mic skills are incredible. Moxie's whatever, or Ambrose, whatever, his mic skills are great. His understanding of psychology is great. And, you know,
Rollins
has the great athleticism, is great, and his wrestling. And so you're seeing these things and you're going, okay, now that they're away from him, they may not have the presence, but you're seeing all their positives.
Yeah.
And now Reigns is away from them, and you're going, okay, he still has the presence. He has that.
Yes.
He has that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're starting to go, but you know what? When he cuts a promo, fuck, he doesn't say much, and it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
And when he's in the ring for too long, he doesn't have a lot of moves. He's not always in the right position.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm going, I don't think this is going to work.
No.
I think, and this is what I want to do with you. With him. Okay, well, I'll let you go because you look like you have something you want to say.
Well, I was just going to say, he's got all the cracks in the armor that are starting to show just a little bit now.
Just a little bit now.
But you're going to take a guy with those cracks of armor, you're going to, for lack of a better word, shove him down our throats because he's the chosen one.
Yes.
Okay. Then there's going to be this little goat-faced midget that's going to come back in a few months and be over like Rover, and they're going to want to shove Reigns down your throat, and I know they don't have this pay-per-view anymore in April, but there'll be a backlash. And that's what I see. That's how I see this playing out.
I definitely see that as a strong possibility. And the other thing is, well, because the other thing I think is going to hurt him is he's a babyface now, but he's a dick. And you know what I mean?
Like, oh, fuck. Cena and Reigns. Ambrose is getting his ass kicked in the back, like 30 feet away from them.
Yeah.
And they just stand in the ring for 5 minutes.
They do nothing.
Watching the show.
It's really strange. You're like, oh, look at that. That looks painful.
What do you think this quarter hour will get?
Yeah. He's a And it's not like, I mean, The Rock was an asshole, but The Rock was a cool asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns isn't a cool asshole. He's just an asshole who's cool.
Reigns is a cool... See, the thing is, Reigns is a cool asshole when he's talking to, like, Cena.
Yeah.
Right? Or if he's talking to Miz.
When he said to Cena, make your point. Make a damn point.
Yeah, do you have a point you're going to make or what?
Yeah. Cena's like, pardon?
What? But, I mean, so that, because that's fine. That's funny.
That's fine.
And if he did it to the
Miz. Like the guy who's saying it.
Yeah, if he did it to Miz. But if he turned around, if he did it to, you know, to Daniel Bryan, let's say.
Yeah.
No, you couldn't. But The Rock could.
The Rock could, exactly. Right? The Rock could do that to Mick Foley, and people wouldn't hate him.
Yes,
even
exactly.
Mick Foley was so lovable.
That's it.
And he doesn't have that same thing. The other thing that, I mean, like I say, he's just kind of an asshole. He's cool, but he's an asshole. He's not a cool asshole. He's just an asshole who's cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still think he could be a top guy, but I think he could be a top... I don't think he can be at Cena level or anything like that. I do think he could be at a Randy Orton level.
Yeah.
The level below, and I think he'd be better suited as the heel now. Like, I'm going, okay, he's...
Well, it's funny how you called him, said he's kind of an asshole. That kind of was his NXT character.
Yeah.
That he didn't get a lot with. He was a heel and he was an asshole. Basically, he was an arrogant asshole heel.
Yeah.
That's what he did for like a week and a half in NXT.
I mean, his character, really, when you look at it, the guy who is most similar to him in many ways probably is fucking Randy Orton. You know? And Randy Orton only has so much up. And Randy Orton has a presence, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's a lot. I'm seeing a lot of similarities there. And I'm going, does he even reach Randy Orton's level now? Does he reach the level? I mean, if you look at it, I mean, there's you got your Hogan, you got your
Rock, Austin.
Hogan, Rock, Austin. Okay, then you got next level.
Brett and
Foley,
Shawn.
Brett, Shawn, Cena's got to be there, you know.
Yeah.
Triple H even. And then, okay, then you got your Randy Orton. And, well, Undertaker would be the level above, but you know, your Randy Orton, maybe. Rick Flair probably be a level above.
Yeah.
Randy Orton. Chris Jericho, maybe.
Your Edge, your Jericho's, your...
That's kind of the level I see him at. And that's not enough to build a
company. Even Batista, your Lex Luger, your Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of see him... That's kind of his ceiling now, I see. Because, A, he's a dick, but also just because he doesn't talk that well. Cena, the always defiant John Cena, comes out in the Raw, and the first thing he says is, "Get that network, folks!" That's your face of your company, though. I mean, it's annoying, and that's one of the reasons we hate him.
Yeah.
But
he should say that.
But that's your face of your company. Roman Reigns' character can't say that. I don't think Roman Reigns could ever say that, and it comes off good.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching him on some of these countdown specials or whatever, like the he does a Paul Bearer imitation that's dead on.
Oh, hilarious. Yes. Yeah, yeah, I heard that,
like,
yeah.
Okay, well, maybe he does have some personality, but I don't know. Like, you can't see him seeing that. And if he can't say that, he can't get to this level. So I see... I think he's better suited to be a heel. And I think he gets at the level of about Randy Orton or Kane, maybe.
I don't know that it's too late, but they won't go this way, but I don't think it's too late. If they decided...
But he's not the chosen one.
Woo-hoo. Well...
Reigns anymore. If he is, it's not going to work.
No, but if...
And I don't want the guy to fail.
No, but...
I want him to
produce... That's what I was saying. If they went the route of... Almost like a Goldberg.
Yeah.
You know, or even Taker.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't talk. No. Just kicked ass. And don't give him probably just kick ass. Kick
he
ass,
doesn't
kick
have,
ass.
Well, I say he has a presence. He's not at those guys' level of presence. Or...
No, but Goldberg wasn't right away. Goldberg kind of developed a bit of a presence. Yeah. When he was beating Hugh Morris, no. When he was fighting Mongo McMichael, no. But
well,
it kind of come along.
6 weeks in the business.
Yes, but Roman Reigns isn't that much longer. He's had, what, 3 years now? Two years?
That's the longer Goldberg.
Well, yes, but...
Goldberg had, like... By the time Goldberg was 6 months or 6 weeks in, he was like... Or, you know, like 4 months...
197 at all, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, but and, I mean...
Certain development.
I don't know about a streak, but Roman Reigns, if you did that, if you just let him go and kick ass and let... The point is that the fans got behind the Shield.
Yes.
Because they were winning.
Yes.
And that's what Roman Reigns has got to get back to. They've booked...
I think, like I said, maybe as a babyface he could be where Shawn Michaels was, you know, or Mick Foley was. Maybe he could. I mean, he can't be Austin. But the point is, they think he's going to be Austin level.
Yeah, oh yeah, they think they got the next, like, Rock, is really what it is.
Yeah,
the next Rock.
And they don't.
No, they don't. Well, they do, but it's on him.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? Like, I mean, they have the next Austin, and his name is Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. You know, and...
It's so true.
It's a matter of how long until that. I mean...
I think he probably reaches the level. I think he's as big a star as Randy Orton got to be, which is a guy who gets a big reaction, and people will believe in a main event, but you can never long-term build a company around, and doesn't do a ton for ratings or buy.
Yes, Randy Orton, if he gets to be Randy Orton, what that means is he gets a big reaction to and a name recognition to the people who are watching now.
Yes, exactly.
And when you bring up to that next level, that's what Bret Hart was.
Yeah.
Right? Like, let's be honest. Bret Hart didn't bring any new fans in. Shawn Michaels didn't bring any new fans in. You know, Austin did.
Ultimate Warrior was
a
level above. Randy Savage was a level above. Roddy Piper was. I mean, when you talk about levels, I mean, Bret Hart's third, fourth level.
Yeah. Because
I think Roman Reigns is... upsize about that level. And Randy Orton's level is that's where he is. Randy Orton is below Bret Hart, but above Kane.
Yeah, you could make him a star. You can make pretty much anybody a fucking star.
Yeah.
If you want.
But
it's your company.
Some guys
you book
are better
it.
Than others. Like a Randy
yes.
Orton, okay, he can wrestle well enough. He's got a good enough look, good enough charisma. He's better to make him a star than it is. But then again, you throw the... If anything throws all this that, hey, we're going to pick this guy and we can tell.
Yeah.
If anything's throwing this, a monkey wrench in this that you don't have a fucking clue and no, you can never tell, it's this Jack Swagger thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's Swagger. But, I mean, again, here's the only reason you can kind of tell with this Jack Swagger thing is I go back to this, the way that the company is structured.
Yeah.
Because... Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. You have all these things, and they're squishy squashed, and they're done.
Yeah.
So Jack Swagger, yeah, okay, Zack Ryder, for God's sakes. I mean...
Jack Swagger is losing... Right before this, he's losing to Adam Rose.
Yeah, and then he's up with the Rusev, and they're getting a big reaction. They'll probably continue to push him a little bit, but no...
Okay, Cena will get the biggest reaction. I bet you he gets the biggest pure babyface reaction of any guy on the card on Battleground.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Reigns.
Maybe Reigns, maybe Ambrose, but I think he gets bigger than anybody.
Yeah. But, again, what do they do with that?
Fucking have him lose in 10 seconds.
Yeah. That's what they're doing in the house. Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I mean. Like, when you talk about, like, what you can't plan for, you can, because if they haven't planned for it, they're not going to do anything with it. Exactly. And I mean, you talk
they
about...
They don't adjust very well. They don't say, hey, we got something, let's use
it. There's the odd... I mean, Daniel Bryan is a case where they adjusted.
Yeah.
They did. They adjusted. That's fine.
But it took a long time, and they were hesitant. And they're still hesitant. I mean, they're going to do this NBC special where WrestleMania, and they're going to show clips of Austin... Rock and Hulk Hogan in the ring.
In the ring, yeah.
Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, because you got to have John Cena.
Oh, of course you do.
And Lesnar and Undertaker.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have Triple H and Daniel Bryan or Daniel Bryan winning the belt, which was what the whole fucking night was about.
Oh, yeah.
So that shows you what they still think of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which actually might work as his favor, because when they piss on him again, fans will go, fuck you, he's our guy.
Yeah, he's our guy, and that's where Roman Reigns, I think, is going to be the victim of that. Yeah, exactly, the next Batista, the next Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
Who's in the Royal Rumble because they wanted Bryan, right? I mean, like, that's the, I mean, it is what it is, and I mean, I think, as long as Daniel Bryan come back healthy. Yes. And that, of course, is the big
if.
Well, and that's the most important thing, to be honest. But I mean,
is it? Yeah, it's more important that he's healthy than he ever wrestles again. Honestly.
Well, yes,
and
but
so, I mean, but hopefully he does both. But I mean, if he doesn't come back, they will pick that next guy, and it won't be Roman Reigns. It might be Ambrose. It might be fucking Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
But you know, I just don't think it's going to be Reigns. Like, I know it won't be Reigns. I know there's enough. I now see him for what he is. There's enough holes. And there's enough positives that he's going to get to the level of Edge, like you say.
Yeah.
Which is a guy who is a big star with the people watching.
Yes. Well, that's true. That's true. But I'm just trying to think of where we segue.
Segue out of that? Well, segue, we want to do a Battleground preview.
I was just about to say, let me bring the...
what do we want to talk to? Because we have somebody we need to talk to here.
Let me bring the...
You know, another subject of this week of somebody, a mother... Or do we save that for the end?
Yeah, towards the end. Towards the end. Let's do the butthole ground preview here.
Review, are you watching?
As I mentioned, the pre-show going to be...
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Lana's ravishing summer vacation. NXT Diva photos? What?
Uh-huh. She looks good.
Yeah, but how is it an NXT Diva?
Well, shut up. She looks good.
I know. Let's look at that. Let's keep going.
Rusev is honestly hitting that.
I know, right?
Amazing.
This isn't working.
No, this is not working. You want to see other pictures of her?
Yes.
Yes, I know. Don't worry about it. Fuck. Get to something else. Okay. I don't care.
Get the fucking manager. I don't care.
Yeah. very obscure reference, but
yes. Let's go to butthole ground.
Cena faces fatal odds.
Cena can suck my dick. Yeah. Forgot about that match. Okay. The kickoff match. Total Divas Collide. It says Funk Implosion. The Funk of Powers Explode.
Cameron versus... And they did a great job on Monday building the match by not having Naomi on the show at all.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it...
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Match previews. Naomi let's go wins. To... Let's look at the matches. Okay, so I'll start... We'll start at the... I'll go this way, so we'll go in reverse order. Okay, so who gives a fuck? Yeah, Naomi wins. Or actually, you know what? I bet you Cameron wins this one.
No, Naomi wins. Who cares?
Oh, and then we got the Butthole
Naomi
Royal.
Naomi can actually wrestle. Cameron's awful in everything.
I think, no, Cameron's the bomb.com.
Fuck you, Ian. She is. Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's actually, she's got caught for drunk driving. She was the bombed.com.
She was the bombed.com. Cameron, you know what the gimmick needs to be, though? Cameron does need to be managed by Vinny.
I agree.
Yes. So we got the Butthole Royal.
Hey, dog.
with that Cesaro will presumably win. I love how in the Battle Royal is U.S. Champion Sheamus.
I know. And he won't win.
No, but it's like...
continue feuding with Miz. Sheamus and Miz.
Yes, that's the feud. Yes. But I mean, all the contenders are here. I mean, Xavier Woods, Titus O'Neil, you know, Axel, Ryback.
They're getting everybody on the fucking pay-per-view lately.
Ryback, the Great Khali. Yeah. I don't see... one of the Matadors is in it, because the other one's hurt.
Give me your last four. Comes down to what?
It comes down to Cesaro, Sheamus... holy shit. Miz?
Yeah.
Khali? Or Bo? Bo Dallas?
Probably Bo.
Yeah.
You know, it could be Ziggler. If they want two heels.
I guess, I bet you they do the Andre thing to Khali and get him out early.
I mean, the thing about Bo Dallas is, he's what, 15 and Bo?
15 and Bo.
So he'll be 15-1 after this, right?
Well, no, because yes. It's a battle royal.
So it's a fucking match. He didn't win.
No, it doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
He's undefeated in singles competition.
That's a lot of shit.
No, but it's true. I mean, a battle royal never counted.
Are you
going
to walk out on me?
Yeah, I'm going to let the dog out. Okay. So that I can answer the question. The answer to the question is me.
Because the question was what?
Who let the dog out?
Oh. Yeah, it's good. That was like 1999, I think, that was a big hit. So, you know.
Could be.
Or 97, was it? Maybe. Because no, 97 was a good...
97 was better than that.
It was a good year.
Better than that.
I heard 97 was a good year.
Better than that horse shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, who gives a fuck?
Yes, this is crap.
It really is.
I mean, look at this.
I mean, again, good job building...
Zack Ryder is in this.
Good job building it. Sheamus loses to The Miz, and then he beats him the next night on the main event. Cesaro loses every single match leading into it, and then he probably wins the thing. You have things like Fandango, and his two former dancers, you know, feuding with him, and Dolph Ziggler in the middle of it, and that's supposed to build to this match. And I'm like, yeah. It's amazing. Like, Battleground, almost the first night after the last pay-per-view, they only had 3 weeks to build it.
Yeah.
They immediately, like, that Monday write-off was so awesome. And I pretty much knew every match that we're getting that night.
Yeah, yeah.
And that night I was ready. And the following 2 weeks, they've created less interest and less interest in the actual pay-per-view.
Like Roxina 2.
Yes.
Yeah. But I don't know. They had done a good job booking this thing. I mean, or promoting it, I should say. Not booking it.
They're trying to make it seem like something big, but you know it isn't.
Exactly. Then we get the two out of three falls. Usos and Wyatt.
I am looking forward to this because it should be fantastic.
It should be. And I mean, it's time for the fucking Wyatt's.
Well, unless you want to wait till SummerSlam, but I don't see how you do.
No, I can't.
I think SummerSlam is where you have a blow-off match, and it'll be some sort of gimmick match.
Well, this is two out of three falls.
Yeah, which is sort of gimmick, but not a gimmick.
Gimmick-esque, kind of.
I'm talking it'll be something like a tables match, or probably not that. I don't know what it'll be. Cage match, something.
Usos are definitely established as stars now, though.
Oh, the crowd definitely.
Way more than they used to be, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're definitely. I mean, this is what happens. If you have people, and it doesn't matter if they're tanking, if they're on every single... We said this fucking 6 months ago.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, they've been on TV for 4 months, they're still not getting a reaction. Doesn't matter. Neither was the New Age Outlaws after they were on TV every single week for 4 months.
That's
right. They
didn't
give up, and eventually they got a huge reaction.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Usos.
Yeah, and they got the tag belt. This is actually a situation where, like, they've taken the tag belts.
And it's good that they've
used the tag belts, and they're bigger stars because they're the tag champions.
And because they beat these same guys last month. And
yeah.
They're bigger, you know, it's fine. I mean, again.
Then they'll lose, and now we'll...
I might have saved this for SummerSlam and had, like I say, a six-man.
This Battleground actually really seems like it's in the way.
It almost does. You know what? That's probably why the booking the last couple of weeks hasn't. It's pretty obvious the focus is on
not
SummerSlam.
Even. Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm looking at it as like, I like this match to be on SummerSlam. Let's go to the...
Wyatt versus Jericho is the same thing.
Let's go to the next one. We got Paige and AJ.
To tell you the truth, it'd probably be on SummerSlam.
Exactly.
This is where you could... But, I mean, because what does this lead to? Technically, this is the rubber match.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I liked...
But again, this is supposed to be a long-term feud.
You know the nice part about what they've decided that they're going to do? Even though they're coming to face each other,
yeah.
they are going to do the ring announcement at a total combined weight of 87 pounds.
86 of those, Paige.
Yeah.
She's, yeah. Paige is, you know...
Skinny.
She's not that skinny. Mm. Not like AJ. She's gross.
No, like, no, no. I know. Even this picture. Gross. These are ribs here. But I'm... The thing with the... What I actually did like...
That's not just a shirt.
I know. Yeah.
That's a rib on all of them.
No, I know. Yeah. I did like their stuff on... Their post-match thing on Raw.
I hated
that. They're like, hi. Hi.
I hated that.
I thought that was...
Frenemy. You're my frenemy. I thought, okay, that's great.
Well, that was stupid.
You're like, hi. And I hated that because I watched that and afterwards I'm like, yeah. So how did that make people want to see the match more? Which is the fucking point.
But you know what the thing...
You know Paige is going to screw her. Don't get me wrong. Mm. But it doesn't... You're like, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No, you know she's gonna turn on her, but I think you're better off building it like Charlotte versus Natty on NXT.
Here was
the great champion, here's the new one, here's their strengths, there's a rubber match.
I saw a crazy chick and kind of a weird chick being nice to each other very fakely.
Yes.
Yet very that seemed very natural to me.
But how does it make you want to see a championship match?
I just thought it was good. I didn't say I wanted to see a match. I liked their interaction
together. Okay, that would be great if this wasn't building to the championship match.
But the interaction was good.
If that wasn't the go-home angle for the fucking show to build to the match, that'd be fine. But you know what? If this had been 3 weeks ago, it would have been fine. But this was... There has to be a point where it's like... You know, you want to... You think they want to fight and you want to see it.
That's actually the word for it. That's good. I thought it was fine. It wasn't good. I thought it was fine. And I enjoyed it for what it was. I mean, I'm not looking into it. And again, I mean.
You're my frenemy.
Frenemy. You're my frenemy, frenemy.
Do we have a show title now?
Maybe.
Frenemies forever?
Frenemies to the end. Good friends, better frenemies.
I like it. That's our show title.
Thanks.
It's great. That's awesome. There needs to be a picture of the two of us somehow.
Oh, you have the Royal Rumble pictures.
There you go. Well, you have to find them.
Yeah.
You take a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swagger and Rusev.
Fuck. I really think, and it's kind of weird considering the events with the next plane going down in Malaysia here today, and
yeah.
The stuff with, like, it is kind of, like, odd where I'm going, okay, you're making money off of and promoting off of real-life events and tragedy.
But WrestleMania 7. Oh, you said make money.
Battleground.
Yeah,
yeah. So, true. But the thing
butthole
is...
Butthole ground.
It will be over. And... People
oh, yeah.
will...
It's really, USA! USA!
But it's not USA! Like, okay, yeah, you can say it's USA. Fact is that Big E came out, waved the flag, and did the USA thing. Big E.
Langston.
No, there's no Langston.
Langston.
His name is...
Kingston.
Big E.
Kingston. Rusev. but yeah, you're right. I mean, there is that Ukrainian, they shot the plane down over the Ukraine. And yeah, so that's, I mean.
So it's a little uncomfortable, but the truth is, it will be over on the night. And it's, you know. Try not to look at it that way. This is just an angle. They would have been doing this regardless.
And it's well, that's the thing too. They would have been. They were doing this before.
Yeah.
And the hard part about it is you can't even mention it.
No, you can't.
Because
then that's in poor taste.
Well, not even poor taste. I don't give a fuck about poor taste.
What?
But yeah, I know. But Zeb Coulter. Can't all of a sudden say, we're thinking about the people of Malaysia right now.
No, I know.
Because they're not American.
Yeah.
And the gimmick is, if you're not American, fuck you.
Sort of.
That's the gimmick.
But like I said, Big E came out, waved the flag, but the people didn't care.
Yeah.
So it's not the just the U.S. patriotism. It's Jack Swagger and the act. It's Coulter. It's the We the People. It's all of it. It's not just that one thing, because otherwise it would have worked
No, I think they like Swagger. I think Swagger's got more of a package.
Yeah,
they already like the We the People thing. Now the thing is, what it did is it makes
We the People. Swagger looks like he could maybe beat. I actually wonder what would happen in a shoot fight.
Yeah,
both of a shoot background. But I mean, I'm all of a sudden I'm looking at Swagger once again. I've always liked him, but looking at him and going, fuck, he's got potential if you book him right from here.
Oh, we've been trying to find shit for Swagger to do for...
forever.
Ever, you know? Like, Michael Cole. Remember? I mean, we thought that was a good idea, that he was Michael Cole's bodyguard, because...
But the way they did it was...
It wasn't, yeah. But we thought at first it was like, okay, this guy with lots of heat, now we're attaching Swagger to him, that's good, right? But...
Well, the point was, there was a point where he was being bullied by Cole, where he turned on him, and then he came out as a heel again the next week.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, there was a lot of... But again, I just...
Yeah, it's...
It's interesting, because you do think to yourself, who would win a shoot fight, right? And that type of thing. Like, there's a lot of factors here. There's the stuff. There's Coulter. There's... I mean, like I say, there's the patriotism. There's more of the overall act. Like I say, I mean, it's more than just the USA thing, though. It's also Swagger.
Yeah.
I think... What would you do with it? It's probably going to be... I don't think it'll be a 10-second match, but it was designed to get... Rusev is being built for Cena or Reigns, someone like that. He's not being built for Swagger. But those guys, I'm not sure, will get the same reaction against
Rusev. But is there a place for Swagger to, especially with this We the People, as a baby face? I mean, he's got Zeb Coulter, sure, but, I mean, like...
Well, this is what we talked about.
Is this a new Hacksaw Jim Duggan, though? Because Duggan used to get the great pop for years and years, way after he should have. Against Yokozuna, for God's sakes. You know, Duggan was getting that.
You'll remember one of the reasons they fucked up Swagger. Well, I mean, other than himself fucking up.
Yes.
Which he's done
multiple
times.
The people.
Yeah. But one of the things was that him against Alberto Del Rio was the crowd was ready to cheer him over Del Rio, and then they tried to push it the other way. They didn't allow it to happen. Even then, right from the beginning, people would be ready to cheer this gimmick.
Oh, yeah, because it's America, it's USA.
Yeah. It's not just USA, it's well done USA, it's original take on it, it's everything.
Yeah.
And Swagger's being he was the all-American American before he was the We the People.
Yeah.
Like, this is not new. And the guy's a fucking monster.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean...
What would you do? Like, I think it'd probably be a 5-minute match and Rusev will win. And I kind of understand, but I don't know. I mean, I really wish there was another way for this to go.
I would, you know what I would do?
What?
I don't, and this would be interesting. How I would do it, okay? How I would do it is I would do a Battle of the Behemoth double count out finish where they're brawling and brawling and brawling. Okay, make it 5 minutes, you're right. Brawling outside, brawling outside, brawling outside. And
Rusev can't really go for more than 5 minutes. Swagger can. But Rusev can. Swagger can wrestle.
What I'm setting up at the Summerfest.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, if you blow this off in 5 minutes here, what do you have for Rusev at Summerfest?
I don't. I keep this going because at Summerfest, I do blow it off in a Russian chain match.
With blood.
With blood. They're on the fucking network.
Yeah, fuck it.
So, why not?
I'm watching all these matches with blood on the network.
I just watched, they were promoting Steve Austin night on Friday.
Yeah.
They had a special, the submission match, Bret Hart with Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Which was a 28-minute show that was the match, and that was it. There was no interviews, no nothing, right? But that blood and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not editing it or anything. No. It's on the network. So fuck it, put it on there. Do a Russian chain match.
A Russian chain match. Would you let you do a double count off? What?
I'm trying to think of a way. I mean, I'm trying to logically think.
Swagger wins.
What?
No, just would it ruin Rusev if Swagger beat him here, but Rusev?
Oh
beat
God,
him
no!
Match.
People lose all the fucking time. I mean,
Would. Would it do more damage for Rusev to lose than it would do positive for Swagger to win? I don't think so.
No, no.
So
but
I would have Swagger win.
This is again Mo and Addy versus the company.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like we think it, but they don't.
They have to have noticed
their
the
chosen one is Rusev.
That's true,
right? So that's Rusev's the thing. They have to
and
notice.
And I do want to build Rusev up because he's starting to gain momentum. I didn't think the foreign heel could work.
I didn't think so either, but it's
it's working, and it's working partially because of Lana, and partially because in the real life Russians are seeming.
They tell you what? They tell you what? Lana is backwards.
Piano.
Hashtag piano. Jericho and Bray Wyatt. It's a great picture of Bray Wyatt, actually.
That is a great picture of Bray Wyatt.
But,
this is, again, going to... This feels like...
You know what
I... feel like... This feels like... Like...
You know what I do here?
How many matches are we looking at that we're,
I know.
We're going to see a rematch?
That's
SummerSlam.
The thing. And you know how
and
I
how special will SummerSlam be unless it's all gimmick matches?
That's the thing. And what I do here is this match I book as a double countout...
Instead of a double disqualification,
leading to a Louisiana strap match at SummerSlam.
Oh, that's good. Then we still have a bull rope match we can do later.
That's true. That's true. Well, we still have Lesnar.
That's right.
So, but I think this match is the one that to me just shouldn't be here.
No, I think I think it's a waste to be on Battleground.
Total waste. I mean, it's... Yeah, like...
And again, in some ways, it's like, okay, you want...
I mean, if anything's going to have
should
a...
win? Why should... If, I mean, Jericho should be putting over Wyatt. But if Jericho puts over Wyatt here and then again at SummerSlam, that's... I don't know.
But if anything's going to have a fuck finish, it's this one.
Or if anything could have a Jericho win and just so he can put him over bigger the next month, it's here. But probably not.
No, I this is the one. I see Rusev beating Swagger.
Well, just see a disqualification. The Wyatt family gets involved.
Yeah.
Leads to a fucking cage match.
Sure.
So they can't interfere.
Yeah.
And then they will.
And then Jericho will be ready to leave the cage, and a little boy will have a deep voice, and Jericho will lose. I mean, that's... I don't know.
Fuck.
Yeah. What do you... I mean, this is it. This seems too soon.
Yeah.
I like the idea of this feud.
Yeah.
But it's too soon. I mean, look at it. It's too soon.
So soon.
What's next on this list here? Ah. Speaking of SummerSlam, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins.
Fuck. Talk about a match that 3 weeks ago I wanted to see so much more than I do now because, again, like.
See, what I do with this match.
The worst way to promote this match is to do what they did on Monday.
No, but what you do with this match is you go to a time limit draw, and at SummerSlam you come back with a dog collar match.
Oh, I like it.
Yes.
I like it. I like it.
But, yeah,
like this
fuck.
Is...
Fuck. I mean...
If they had done what they did to Ambrose, and then had that 3-on-2 match, and at the end, Ambrose runs out anyways, even concussed, or whatever,
yeah,
and jumps him, and is being pulled out by the paramedics after,
yeah,
then you want to see the match. What you did is basically take the guy off TV after being on TV for like 5 minutes where he's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's
well, then they do that stupid knee injury thing with Rollins.
Fucking dumb.
Just to get him out, so it's like...
I did watch, they have a couple matches on YouTube from SCW against each other.
Yes.
Like 22 minutes, another one's 30 minutes. One of the things I noticed on there was they were billing Tyler Black, Seth Rollins at the time. He was Seth Rollins then.
Yeah, yeah.
They're billing him as 200 pounds.
Huh.
So I wonder what they bill him as now.
Yeah, I wonder. They haven't
he might have put on 10 or 15 pounds of muscle, but he's not big.
No, he's definitely not big. He's bigger, but he's not big.
Yeah. But he doesn't look small in the ring either, so... He's tall enough. It's just, you know, he's got that Shawn Michaels build, like we said. Shawn Michaels, 1990.
I remember watching, and I wonder, this brings me back, you got a knee injury, and you got a fucking guy that's been rib injury, concussed, and all that shit.
Yeah.
I remember watching a really great story match, a decent match, a story match on a Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Eddie Guerrero,
mm-hmm.
Who had his ribs taped
mm-hmm.
from his match night before. Really totally injured ribs. against Chris Benoit, who had a shoulder injury. It was all taped up. His shoulder was all taped up. I know. I know. He was just a guy. Just a guy. But great story match.
Well, Eddie was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie carried him, right? Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it was just and every time they'd hit it, they were hurt, or, and they'd both, like, do shoulder tackle, and then they'd both run some pain. Like, that I could, that would be a great, but you can't do that for more. The whole point, it was on Nitro, so it was, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You can't do it for longer than that. This is a big show.
This is your semi-main event. Which yes. Is where my problem with the promotion of this has been. That's my problem. Again, if you had done this and he had run back out, or if you had done this the week prior, what they did,
yeah,
it's okay. Because you can still build to... And if, or if this is lower on the card, it's okay.
Yes, yes.
It's your fucking semi-main event. It's the second most important match on that whole card.
Yeah.
And you build it by taking a guy off TV, and...
Yeah.
Like, really shitty build. And the other thing is, you know, Rollins should win, but if how do you keep it going if he wins? I just don't... I don't...
Time him a draw. Dog collar match.
What I see here is wrong because the whole point of this, the problem with this is the problem with this is Ambrose's character doesn't want to beat him in a match. He doesn't give a fuck about that. He wants to beat him up.
Yes.
So see, that's got to be the story. How do you get around that?
Too? At least see in any of the three matches that we've just done, I think less than the Rusev match.
Man, all these should be on SummerSlam. But these two fucking this up.
But at least with this one or the Jericho match. But this one is, I think this is the best one to do this in. If he cheats to win.
Yes.
You can come.
Holds the tights and runs away.
You can come back. Feet on the ropes, whatever. You can come back with it.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like if he cheats to win, Ambrose isn't pissed off because he wasn't there to beat him, win anyways. He can lose, still beat the shit out of him. That's what I do. I have Ambrose, well, actually, no, the whole chase is of him actually getting it. See, this all this builds to in the end, Ambrose has to beat the shit out of him. He has to at the end.
No, I disagree. The whole point of this, okay, the whole point of this whole thing is...
You're talking booking-wise, I'm talking storyline-wise.
Yeah, storyline-wise, the whole motivation of Dean Ambrose, the whole point of Dean Ambrose, what the culmination is this, of this is Dean Ambrose... fucks Rollins out of the contract cash-in. That's where this comes in. Yes. So it's not a match. It's not a beats him at SummerSlam, beats him here, beats him there.
It'll be a long time from now.
Well, no, I don't think so, because no. I think it happens before the end of the calendar year, because you've got Brock and Reigns, and Brock is the champion, and all this, you know. So when is it that Seth Rollins...
It almost has to be tomorrow. Honestly.
Or
on Raw.
Before the Fest.
Yeah.
And that's the heat then. I think want him Rollins, in the ring.
I think if Rollins has feet on the rope or holds the tight, rolls him up and then runs away and Ambrose chases after him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
Done. Book it. Now, the culmination here, the greatest professional athlete in the world today, John Cena.
Yeah.
Randy Orton, Kane, and Roman Reigns. Wow.
So is it a one fall or is it three, like one fall or three falls? What is it?
I think it's just a single. No, because they say Cena can lose the title without being pinned. So I think it's just a fatal four-way, one fall, not an elimination.
But he's going to pin. He's probably going to pin Kane, maybe Orton.
Yeah.
But probably Kane. The thing is, you have to keep in mind is their plan for Reigns is Orton at SummerSlam.
Yeah, so then there you go. So the two of them brawl out. And Cena pins Kane.
Yeah. But the whole match, Reigns beats up everybody. Reigns beats up everybody. Yes. And his mate will be the star. But at the end of the day, Cena fights through and gets the pin
gets
on
the Duke.
Kane while Orton is screwing Reigns.
Really?
That's the pay-per-view buys.
Orton screwing Reigns?
Mm-hmm.
I like Paige screwing AJ.
You like both.
Split screen? Simulcast?
All right.
So that's the pay-per-view.
It's a really good card. It's just weird that it's Battleground.
Yeah.
And that so many of these are leading to the rematches. Now, we've seen they already have the commercial out for John Cena defending the title against
Brock Lesnar.
Good fucking booking, guys.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's...
We know what it is.
We knew what it was. I called it. I mean, I told you what it was going to be when you thought Kane was winning the title and Daniel Bryan was coming back. And I said, no, it's we got Cena Lesnar here, right? And that's the... As they
we were
say.
Talking about this earlier, though. The whole reason Cena Lesnar was so good was because we didn't know if Cena, like, if Lesnar was going to just fuck him up because he's a maverick. Like, we didn't.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, it was like, Lesnar's back. Lesnar could beat the shit out of him in real life. Too. With about as much difficulty as you stepping on an ant and beating it.
Lesnar beating, being managed at that point by Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
He was a maverick. But
John Cena was a moose.
And speaking, and you could see Rusev from her house. See, so speaking of Lesnar,
that was Fat Joe.
Hmm? Oh, Joel.
Joel, whatever.
Gertner.
No, but I mean, the whole thing is that match worked because you were wondering as you're watching, you're like, is Lesnar really beating the shit out of
him? Is he fucking him up for real here?
Because he could,
and he was.
But it was worked, really.
Yes, it was.
Both had agreed upon it, but we didn't know that. And that question mark, as the match went on, it became obvious that it was all worked. But...
And by the end, there were the spots, end. Again, it's like, no, this is worked. And then Lesnar hurt himself or whatever and blew that spaz or whatever outside the ring. Like, well, maybe not. Maybe he's fucking pissed off now.
Yeah, like there was so much unknown about Lesnar. Now we've seen him wrestle and seen him be a professional. Much more is known. And we know it's going to be a work. You know, so you won't be able to get that mystery, which created so much, which is what made it a great match. Now you'll have to have them actually work the match. And that, to me, will not be great. The commercial, the weird thing about the commercial to me is they don't mention him breaking the streak. They talk about UFC, they talk about champion, talk about college championship, national champion. But they don't talk about this. And because to me, the most impressive of all of them should be, and he ended the Undertaker streak.
To us. So they still have time for that. They still have another commercial they could do. This seems like a Barker Channel commercial, a big fight. Like, this seemed like a Mayweather fight type feel to me, like the way
that
it was promoted.
But why not still do that? It doesn't matter if it's
Barker. But those are going to go places to, like, viewer's choice.
Yeah, but a lot of people that once watched wrestling or even know of wrestling knew of the Undertaker streak.
Sure, sure.
It had gotten to that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But it is a good commercial, you know, for a pay-per-view, which this isn't.
That's true. Yeah. It's a special event.
Yeah. We still haven't heard about TNA being announced on Spike. I think when you're this late, that means it's not going to happen. You still think it's going to happen.
Well, their world heavyweight champion, Bobby Lindsay, is fighting on Bellator.
Yes.
On Spike.
So?
I just took that as, you know... that is September the 5th. Mm. That is head-to-head with the UFC.
And when he loses, actually, he's against a guy he can't lose to. You and I could beat this guy.
He'll lose to him. It's TNA.
Awesome,
it's the curse of TNA, and I hope he still has the fucking belt. I think it'd be hilarious.
That would be great.
Not that it matters. I mean, let's be honest. With fucking TNA, they're... Like, we talked about Addie's bachelor party. That is going to outdraw a TNA house show that is happening on Saturday, right? I mean, like, it really... And I'm almost not even kidding.
I mean, you have the Adam Rose party bus.
You can... Exactly. And there's a bunny.
I hope so.
But I think they'll... It's... You got that. You've got... The fact they can't draw more than 300 people to a fucking show. They can't get more than, like, 8,000 people to buy their fucking shows. They don't have any pay-per-views anymore. Or hardly any anymore. You know, their ratings are flat. Like, nobody gives a fuck about this thing. So their belt couldn't... Like, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
It's still embarrassing if he loses.
I could bring the fucking... I could bring my belt. And
your two slammies.
My two slammies are worth more. They are more valuable, these two slammies.
That's true. Look, I agree, but I'm wondering, it's getting this late. I'm like, they haven't been announced it yet. This is odd. I agree.
I agree that the timing is, and it's just kind of like, eh.
I really wonder.
You know, and
how
it's,
fucked are they if they don't get it?
And then how, then they moved to, they almost moved to number 3 at that point. They would move to number three.
I think you'd have to say so, yeah.
And, I mean, do you see what ROH is in New York City? See who they're meeting with?
No.
Marvel Comics.
Seriously?
Yeah. To do some cross-promotional stuff.
Oh, that's awesome for them.
So, I mean, yeah, it's...
There you go.
It's interesting, and, I mean, now you get Bad Influence there, too. I mean, yeah. You know, so it's going to be interesting. I mean, that TNA story, I mean, but hell, they're going to turn around because you know who's coming to TNA? Tajiri.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. They're doing some tapings in August, and Tajiri's going to be
there. Well, I think he wrestles for Russell 1 as well, just like
sure.
Rene Dupree.
And he used to be a ECW guy. And ECW, you know, was big, mm-hmm. like,
in New York.
20 years ago.
So, in New York, we'll do this. No, 15.
New York.
1999.
I guess
15. Figured they were 20 years ago. In 1994, they were nothing in New York.
In New York, yeah, they were bigger. Okay, 15. I'll say 15. But, I mean, that's still, I mean, but the fact is that it's been retread so many fucking times that, I mean, it's like doing the screw job again.
Yeah, we never see it again.
No, I know, but nobody gives a fuck, and that's what I'm saying. It's Tajiri, great athlete, wonderful personality, you know, good worker, just you know, not a difference maker.
Yeah, like 43 years old now.
Yeah, I mean, like, not even close to being a difference maker.
No,
I mean, I would pop if he came back with Mikey fucking Whipwreck. Fuck.
That's true.
But other than that.
And what's his name? Father James Mitchell.
Yes, the Sinister Minister.
That's right.
What else? Florida's going to be. Raw is from Miami, Florida, mm-hmm. and Florida himself.
Oh, Flo Rida.
Yes, Florida.
Flo Rida.
Yes, that's what I said. Florida.
Langston.
He's Slater going to love that.
Yeah.
We're going to have a rematch.
They could. Flo Rida's huge.
But he's going to do a like a mini concert,
that's
I guess.
Good. You know, I actually kind of like his music, and nevertheless, I'll still find it as a good time to walk the dog.
Yeah, exactly. But Lesnar going to return on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Like, and which means that Heyman will be there, not like this last Monday. He wasn't there.
Because he was fired.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, of course, Cesaro. He didn't have a manager because the guy just wasn't in the building.
Yes, that's right.
That wasn't odd.
That was not fucking weird at all.
No. What the hell?
I mean, my only hope is that plays into a bigger story. Maybe. Right? I mean, there is, but if it wasn't meant to be, it still, you could turn it into the story of...
You could!
Yes.
You could turn it into that story.
I could turn it,
that's true. We're talking about WWE
that's
creative.
That's true.
They're writing
true.
Crew.
That's
you
true.
You could turn it into the biggest story.
I suspect Cesaro next week being managed by Torito.
I think we're going to see, one week we're going to see, probably Teddy Long. And then next week we'll see
Michael Hayes,
and then
Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Yeah,
like
they did that rib with
Tyson Kidd on Superstars.
Yes.
Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. But I think Brock. I mean, it's in the American Airlines Center. In Miami, Florida, Raw.
Where he returned the first time.
The first time to kick the hat away from Cena. So I would expect him to do almost exactly the same thing.
Difference was Cena at that time held out his hand. This time he'll be ready for the fight. I wouldn't be surprised if this time Cena gets over on him. Because they're that stupid.
Maybe. Yeah, you're right. Because they're that stupid. They are that stupid. But yeah. Yeah. Cena beats the fuck out of him every time and then loses the belt. That's how they do it.
I can see that this time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Also, the go-home show for... In Oregon, of all places, has... the go-home show for the Summerfest has Hulk Hogan booked for it on Raw.
You finally have that rematch with Randy Orton.
There you go. And he could see... he could talk to Harry Smith.
He'll go over again.
He could talk to Harry Smith.
Oh, he could.
Yeah. Hey, I know your dad.
Oh, Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Harry might be hanging out.
Well, it's in Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's in Oregon. Piper will be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there you go.
Actually, that's true. Why wouldn't Piper be there? You could have a Piper Hogan moment. Well,
yeah.
I'd do it.
A war to settle the score.
Yeah. Nothing right. Maybe this time Piper will finally put him over.
No.
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 And on July 31st, here, what's today? 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today, the new numbers for the network are going to be unveiled.
Any early prediction?
What'd they have? They had 667 before, yes? I say 750.
Ooh, fuck, that's really bad.
Well, how many... everybody bought that fucking thing for WrestleMania, right? How many people have they added to the network because of fucking Legends House? Or their hype? Like,
how about how about all the gift certificates they're giving out?
They're
the
not,
free,
though.
The free week, if you but sign up after the free week, you get $25. No.
But the free week was don't give us your credit card, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then afterwards they sent out an email saying, if you sign up now, we'll give you $25 credit.
So we'll give you 2.5 months free. Basically.
And they did that before.
So it's
and
basically 3 months free.
Reviews, and people have heard positive reviews, and people have and the reasons to be worried about the pay-per-views not working.
750,000?
And they're being dropped by all the carriers. I think 750 seems low. I think I'm going to go... Like, if it's 750, they're in a deep shit. I'm going to say, like, 825 to 850.
That would be okay, actually.
It'd be 850, right.
Be okay.
Good,
no, 850 be fine for their projection. If they're at 900,000, they're pretty much bang on with that sustainable growth with SummerSlam and stuff to get to their end of the year.
I just think that this is the last big growth you'll see. You say everybody bought it for SummerSlam, they did.
Yeah.
But I think this is the last big growth. Is there was all the people that wanted to see what would happen at WrestleMania, and we're waiting, and now they've waited, they found out. Now those final people that were on the fence have jumped, and now there's going to be nobody left.
I don't.
From here, you go to like 825, 850, the next time you might be at like 880, and then like 910, and like 950.
Well, no, if they're doing quarterly, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think, we're in two
different... They're going to lose 80,000, probably, for instance, right after, you know, the six-month... period is up. The signed up early.
Fest growth. There might be some fest growth. But then we just went over the card and we just saw it as battleground.
Yeah, we saw it as battleground. I don't think there'll be fest growth. I really think that what you'll see is the last big push here.
Yeah.
150,000 or so more added. And then after that, like you'll see 20,000-30,000 most quarters.
I don't know. I think if you can get to 850... if you get to 850,000-900,000 somewhere in there in that range, I think you can get to 1 million by the end of the year.
I think if you get to 850, you can and we're talking still domestic. We're not talking worldwide, right?
Well, kind of.
Well, you know what I mean though.
Yeah.
Like I say if you get to 850 by the end of 2016, you can be maybe or 2015, you can be at 950.
See, I think if you get to 850 now, I think there's a good possibility
within
you can,
the states.
Yeah, I think there's a good possibility.
I think
you're
going to add 200,000 worldwide.
I think there's a good possibility you get to that million by the end of the year, and I think there's a.
Let's say by the end of 2015, if they're at 850, I say the end of 2015 they're at 1.2. If they're at 750, I say by the end of 2015 they're at 1.
Well, that's what I say. If they're at 750. I think we've reached everybody pretty much that wants this fucking thing.
Yeah.
If they're at 750, if they're growing, then I think what that tells me is that they were able to reach some people with their advertising, yeah. And then they can if they can continue that advertising and have shows that people are going to want to see. That's going to be the Lesnar factor is there too. We don't that's kind of an unknown. And this is all uncharted territory.
I don't think Lesnar factor means a lot cuz he was there for Mania too.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But going for the title? I mean,
I don't know.
We'll what does the title mean, I guess? But yeah. I guess we'll find out. But I mean, this is all kind of uncharted water too. I mean,
it
this
is.
Is
we're
you know,
just guessing. We're just
exactly. Guessing. We're
but
really
I'll say 825 is my prediction.
And I'd say 750. Okay. So that's my official
750, and I think they'll struggle to hit 825 here, and I'll say at the end of the year I'll mark it as 875.
Yeah,
and it may even be 825 again. We'll see how many people leave.
Yeah,
I mean I'm going to be leaving for a little while just because I'm moving and blah blah blah. Like, yeah. I won't be renewing. I'm changing credit cards and all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, I can just give you my password.
That's true.
Because apparently you can do that.
You can do that. I can watch it on my laptop at my while I'm living in my parents' basement while my new place is being built.
And there's people that... there's people that have up to 10 friends.
Yeah.
Using the same password.
If they cut that down, they probably add 300,000 people.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like...
Fuck.
Stupid.
But then again, Netflix does that too. I know people use...
Yeah, but Netflix is apparently, I think it's like two.
I don't think so. I have a friend who's using his parents' account, his sister's using his account, and they have a cousin using that account. I think there's ways around
it. Well, no, you know what? No. It's at the same time.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. It's like 10 people can watch at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's everybody could be at home and watch the pay-per-view, basically.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, so that's fucked up. Yeah. So, yeah, because there's nothing that says you can't just boot around. Like, if I go over to your house, I can put it up. You know what I mean? So it's that kind of thing. But
I will be using it. Why would I pay for it ever again? I'm paying for Figure Four, F4W Wrestling Observer Online. You're paying for the WWE Network. I'm paying $11 a month. You're paying $10. Yeah. Seems like a fair trade to me. Why don't we share both?
Yeah. Huh.
And why don't we tell everybody to do the same? In fact, I think you should publicly post your password.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Let's not.
Oh.
Let's not.
Something else you want to bring up?
Oh, I'm just looking at a few things. There's like we talked about Kalisto, Sin Cara, and Developmental. Yeah. There's Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder. Their ring is a tag team called the Mechanics.
Yes, I remember that.
Technically sound.
The Mechanics, yeah. Dash Wilder is the worst fucking name.
I know.
Since Michael McGillicuddy.
It's true, actually.
Yeah.
It's true. There's also a former UFC star training at the Performance Center. The name is being kept secret for political reasons. He said he's got most of the attributes WWE is looking for, but age would not be in his favor.
That could be a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah, I know. I don't know who that...
We'll just throw out some names. Frank Mir.
Murr would be the guy I would think of.
Yeah. Chael Sonnen.
Chael. Yeah, Chael's the other guy.
Yeah. Rampage Jackson.
I don't know
if he still has a deal with TNA or not.
I doubt it. I think he just had a Viacom deal.
Okay.
So I don't think he could. But
okay, he couldn't.
Mir would be the guy I would think of.
Was Bob Sapp ever there?
They wanted Bob Sapp.
Back in the day.
Bob Sapp wasn't a UFC guy, though, was he?
I don't know. I don't know if he ever was.
I don't think he was.
Same thing with, a boss or not.
Kimbo.
Could see Kimbo.
Yeah.
Roy Nelson talked about being there, but I think he's got a fight coming up.
Yeah. Well, and it's a former UFC star.
Yeah.
So it's kind of who's an older...
Randy Couture.
I don't think he has all the attributes they look for.
Probably not, no.
You know?
No, Mir has all the attributes
they look for. Frank Mir has all the attributes they look for, plus a history with Lesnar.
Except for he doesn't really have a great build. But he does have great size.
Yeah, and I mean, they're not going to go anywhere Brazilian like a Nogueira or anything like that.
Barnett's still there, so it wouldn't be
Yeah, Kevin Barnett, that was the other guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean,
Kevin Randleman or something like that. I don't know if they care about.
Yeah, you'd have to think about, heavyweight guys, I guess, right?
Heavyweights are light heavyweights. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's right. Light heavyweights still.
I mean,
early.
I mean, I guarantee you, Forrest Griffin.
Yeah, Forrest Griffin. Yeah,
yeah. I guarantee you, he's bigger than 75% of the roster.
Could it be him?
He was at a light heavyweight.
Matt Hughes.
No. Could not be Matt Hughes. George St. Pierre? No.
No.
But, I mean, who knows? I mean, Stefan Bonner. Who knows?
Yeah, Stefan's boner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so there's you know...
Yeah.
Possibilities.
Nick Diaz.
But he's still under contract.
Is he?
Yeah, he just doesn't want to take the last fight. He wants more money.
That's Nate Diaz.
I think they're all...
Because how great would it be if they brought in Nick Diaz and we got Teddy Hart and because
no,
basically the same guy.
The feud is tailor made for Nick Diaz and CM Punk. Straight Edge against Meth Head.
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, or yeah, and considering CM Punk and Teddy had that shoot fight back when they were both in TNA.
That's true. That's true. It's a diner. Yeah. Was it a diner?
Diner. Yeah. He's like, you don't like me. Do you want to just step outside and settle it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. That's what Teddy said to him. Teddy's like, you don't like me. You want to just step outside? And
Punk's
like, yeah.
Okay.
And he stepped outside and beat the shit out of Teddy. And while I'm watching that Judgment Day, I forgot to mention, there's a sign. Like, at one point, there's a point where, actually, that wasn't Judgment Day. It was the next one for SmackDown.
Okay. It was
Great American Bash. And there's a sign. Angle's cutting a promo. And there's a sign somebody holding up saying TNA. There's another sign that said, we want Teddy Hart.
Really?
Showing that...
Teddy Hart was at the Great American Bash.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Fucking moron.
Oh, fuck. Just trying to think of... a couple of guys in this fucking thing.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think we let's call our special guest.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I can make a phone call now. Just get my phone out. And,
hello?
Hey, bro. How you doing? It's Mo.
Bro, Mo, is that you?
That's me. It's Vinny Roo.
This is Vinny Roo talking to you.
Well, Vinny Roo, we wanted to get you on the show because, number one, you're a fucking asshole who has been claiming you weren't working for TNA, and then you sent out a letter to Mike Tenay, and instead of writing Mike Tenay, you sent it accidentally to Mike Johnson of PEW Insider, telling Mike Tenay and Taz what they were supposed to be doing on the show that night, and now you've admitted you have been working for them the whole time, and I just wanted to say, bro, that you're a fuck.
Mo, let me explain, because I can be honest with you, bro, because we have had such a good relationship in the past.
Oh, yeah, we used to get along, but that's because, bro, back then, bro, I thought you were being honest with me.
Bro, what
now
I was doing...
I'm starting to wonder if you weren't being honest, bro.
Bro, what I was doing with Mike Johnson of PW Insider is that I was giving them a swerve.
What?
I was swerving them, Mo, because, bro, let me tell you that these internet writing sites, I am able to swerve them.
Are you you're blaming the IWC?
I am not blaming WCW for this.
No, IWC.
UWC what?
The internet wrestling community.
Mo.
IWC.
Bro.
You always talk about the IWC, bro.
If I can be honest with you...
Well, for once, I'd like you to be. This whole time, I thought you were. I'm angry with you.
I am working for TNA Wrestling.
What? I fucking know!
I am working for... And what I wanted to do, Mo, is I wanted to be up front with everybody, and I sent out a press release earlier because I am getting that question all the time. Vinny Roo... Vin, are you working for Total Nonstop Action? My employer asked me not to say anything, said to keep it a secret, because let's be honest, Mo.
Yeah, let's try.
It is embarrassing for any wrestling company to employ Vince Russo in 2014.
Now, that may be the first honest thing you've ever said.
If I worked for WeTalkWrestling.com...
You won't.
Would you not want to keep that a secret?
I wouldn't. It would never happen.
So what I wanted to do, Mo, bro, is what I did. I went to my employer today on my own, okay, on my own, without any coercion.
Nobody helped you, bro.
Nobody asked me, bro. Nobody said, I went on my own. I said to Dixie, it is about time that we end this charade because people are just going to find out anyway.
Oh.
So this afternoon, I sent out a press release saying that I am employed with Total Nonstop Action Wrestling.
I think that was yesterday.
I did
you
that.
You can be honest with me. It was yesterday.
I wanted to be honest with the entire internet.
I can tell you the Vince Russo press release. I'm going to read this here because I'm pissed at you. Because you said you're being on. Like, you've been on, I don't know what, a half dozen times before, maybe more. And every single time you're on, you say to me, if I could be honest with you.
Because we are good friends.
So the whole time I assumed you were. And then you're a fuck.
Mo, I am not a fuck. I am your good friend. We have always got along. I mean, it's not like you are Japanese.
Oh, wait. How about this? Vince Russo admits he has a depression. Well, Vinny Roo. You're Vinny Roo, right?
I am Vinny Roo.
Yeah, admits he has depression issues in his latest blog. Would you like to, you know, because really, I think the people with depression issues are the people that watch any product you work for.
If I can be honest with you, my plan has always been to bring people down to my level. I live in a constant state of depression. I work for Dixie Carter, and that would depress anyone. And I feel, Mo, if I can be honest with you,
yes, bro,
that other people should feel as depressed as myself.
Well, you know what? They have if they've been watching what you've been doing now. And one of the things about this press release is I can't even find it here. How can I not? Oh, okay, here we go. We're working for the company. Here we go. Releases this press release. This is very interesting.
What I wrote is, recently, I accidentally sent an email to a third party that was not meant for their eyes. This email concerned my current involvement with TNA Wrestling. TNA has rendered my services as a consultant to work with their announce team. The condition from their side was that I keep it confidential. As their employee, it was up to me to honor their wishes. My integrity means everything to me. So I hope you can understand and forgive me.
Well, this is my whole point. What made you think you had integrity up to this point, even?
I am a man of God.
Fuck.
I get my integrity.
You haven't had integrity. You lost integrity years ago, and then you think you're protecting now. And here's the thing. Even in this, you're fucking lying to me. I'm going to read it one more time. TNA rendered my services as consultant to work with their announce team of Mike Tanay and Taz. That means you're saying that you're only working with that small part of the company, and you're not helping with the booking or the coming up with ideas and the planning, whereas the product has your fingerprints laid all over it, and there's no way you're just working with the announce team. Even right there, you're fucking lying to us.
Well, Mo, what I can tell you is that I would just like to be honest with you.
Yes, bro.
And that is because...
Yes, bro.
I am not. I am working with the commentators in order to improve their product. If I happen to make a note that something needs to go on a poll, I will certainly let Big John Gavirik know.
God, I don't even know. How about this thing you just, right before this, you came in... You and Jim Cornette were having a Twitter war where you were trying to make up and ask him why he can't just forgive and move on. And he's saying, I can't because you're a fuck. You're a fuck, Vinny Roo. So I can't do this. I don't like you. I'll never like you. I'm not going to let it go just because you're acting like you're a good guy.
I am a good guy, Mo. My name is Vince Russo. I am a wonderful human being. I do have to go now, Mo.
Yeah.
Bro.
Fuck you.
I have to go.
Yes, bro.
I look forward, bro, to our next conversation. Because let me tell you, Mo, if I can be honest with you.
Is there anything you want to ask me?
I've always enjoyed your friendship, and I look forward to that continuing.
Ask me. Say, can I ask you what will take to make you to make you trust me again? Just
what,
ask.
What? I can ask you that question, Mo. Bro, I can ask you that question. What would it be that I, Vinny Roo, could do to make you trust me again?
$20.
I will give you 8.
All right, Vinny Roo, get the fuck out of here.
I have to go now. As always, Mo, please give all of my love to Addy.
He hates you too.
All right, that was our friend Vinny Roo. Yes, accidentally emailing Mike Johnson when he meant to email Mike Tenay.
Sure,
instructions.
He did.
Instructions about then. The best part about that is that then he went on Twitter and was like, "Thanks for the free publicity, Mike Johnson. You've been swerved,
yeah.
You stupid fuck."
Yeah, basically he said, "Yeah. I wanted to see if you would run with the story before verifying it as a swerve just to prove what a piece of shit you are, and you did." And then Mike Johnson's like, okay, so I didn't publish this. I kept it confidential. I verified it with a couple more sources. I've been saying it for a while, and I'm going to publish it if you don't say something. So Russo says, oh, you know what? I'm just kidding. It was true.
Well,
and then he says that he has depression. I mean, and he, like I say, he did have this Twitter war with Cornette, where he's trying to be a good guy, Cornette. And it gets me that it's like people. I mean, Paul Heyman is not exactly a saint.
No,
he's not. You know, but people like him, respect him. Jim Cornette is far from a saint.
Yes,
but people like him, respect him.
Kevin Nash.
Well, even yeah.
Like
Kevin Sullivan, and yet people can't
Woman.
Stand.
Oh.
Russo. They can't stand him. And it's like, what is the quality he lacks that these other people have? Because none of them have integrity or you know, are honest or have done good, being good people the whole way or anything, right?
Respect for the wrestling business, though. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All of them are doing what they think is best for the wrestling business. And Vince Russo is trying to change the wrestling business.
Yeah.
That's really what it was. That's what it boils down to. Russo doesn't respect anything that the athletes do. Anything that the wrestlers... He just wants to... This is what it is now.
What pisses me off is he was on Steve Austin's podcast a little while ago. And I'm actually listening to it now. I haven't gotten there yet. But I've heard about it. He said that when Bret Hart... He would talk to Bret Hart after he left. And he said he came up with the screw job. He came up with the finish.
Russo.
Yeah, Russo said
yes,
that.
Okay.
He came up with the finish, which is bullshit.
Yes.
He wasn't in on it.
No.
And he said that Bret Hart would tell him to tell Owen, I'm going to disown you if you don't leave the WWE. Number one, he couldn't leave. They wouldn't let him out. Number two, they gave him a raise. And number three, Bret never said that.
No, Bret told everybody to stay.
Yes.
Told everybody to stay.
Yeah.
Told Foley to stay. Told Davey and
because Bret has something you don't have. He's hardly a perfect person, but he has a lot of it. He has integrity. You know, Julie Hart may not think so,
well,
but other than that,
he has an
eye for the ladies.
He has
A wandering eye.
A weakness for the pussy.
But other than that, he has shown integrity. And you know what? He never said that. In fact, I remember how happy he was when he was working on the set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids when he was in WCW and Owen was still in WWE. And this was shortly after, and he's finally getting a chance to see him again.
That's right.
He was writing about it in The Sun, and he never fucking said that. And Owen's not here to defend that, and Bret would never bother because he hates, he knows that Russo's full of shit, but it's still getting out there, and that offends me almost more than anything else.
Yeah.
That's, like, the guy's not even here to just...
Well, that's the fucking bullshit
fuck
of it.
I mean,
all.
I'm now with, I'm with Cornette. Not a perfect person either, but if I, you know, but I'm on Team Cornette, and if I saw Russo, I'd be the same. For that statement, I'd walk right up to him and say, for your lies about Owen Hart to Stone Cold Steve Austin, I'm going to knock your ass out. And then I would knock his ass out.
Yeah. No.
Fucker.
Fucking.
Not, you don't fuck with Owen.
Well, no, I mean, there's the guy's not here to, obviously, to defend himself, and you're not...
And it's lies, and there's nothing for it. Why are you telling that lie? Well, how can I think you're being honest about when you're saying you're in on the screw job, and you're not?
He was in on the screw job, but he didn't come up with the screw job.
He didn't come up with it.
It was
he was in the back... Yeah, no, he's in the back of the room going, okay.
I don't know, Hunter didn't really... Hunter didn't come up with the screw job, but Hunter,
The screw job was way more creative than anything Russo could ever come up with.
Well, and it was Hunter,
He wasn't part of it. Russo wasn't part of it.
He was part of the writing teams. He was in that, he knew of it.
But it was Patterson, it was Briscoe, it was Hunter.
I think it was more, Hunter's the one that said no. You can't do this.
You can't lose to him.
Can't lose to it. Because Sean was going to lose to him.
Yeah.
And Hunter's the one that convinced him not to. And then they had to come up with this.
Yeah. And then Vince. And
I'm sure it was Briscoe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There was more in the thing.
I think it was mostly Briscoe. But the point being, it wasn't Russo. You didn't come up the finish, and Brett never told you he was going to disown his brother. How the hell dare you?
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, I just wanted to point out, too, that the WWE is sending out this email. WWE's Battleground pay-per-view will be live on the WWE Network on Sunday. We've noticed
really
you haven't...
Really? On pay-per-view?
I know. We've noticed that you haven't accessed your WWE Network account in more than 2 weeks. To be ready to watch Battleground on Sunday, please make sure you're able to begin to log into your account. Don't wait until the last minute. If you've forgotten your password, please click here and we'll email you a temporary password. That's something to say to someone that's hasn't, obviously. Not me.
No, or me. No, I was on it yesterday.
We were on it like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, I was on it at home watching the spectacular legacy of the AWA.
Yes. It really was spectacular, wasn't it?
Well, the documentary's good, even if it's full of shit some. But
yes,
hey,
that's true.
It's a documentary.
That's true.
Works wrestling. It's a work.
It's a wizard. Yes, tell Vern. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I think that's going to do it. Do we have anything else that we want to talk about? No, we'll be back on Sunday anyway, post-Battleground, post-Addie's Bachelor Party, post-Hangover, or currently
pre-raw.
During the Hangover. Pre-Raw, current Hangover. Yeah. All that fun stuff. So, yeah, I think that's going to do it for this fucking week. You can email me, addie@wetalkwrestling.com, @wetalkwrestling on the Twitter. Machine.
Yeah, email if you have questions or if you want to blog for us.
It's true.
Email us and tell us what you want to blog.
Yeah.
That's great.
We enjoy those. We enjoy them. Yeah, and we can slap some
of
that
shit
in.
Something up if you're any good.
Yeah.
If you're a moron, we'll just tell you.
Yeah, that's true. We'll still put it up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, Mo puts stuff up. So, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling.
Just clean that off your wall when I put up.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that? Sticky. WeTalkWrestling.com is the website.
Uh-huh.
And we can be on the, you can get us on the TuneIn Radio app, get us on Stitcher, you can get us on iTunes as well. So, you know, iTunes, subscribe, leave us some feedback. You know, thanks
like
to everyone.
Like us.
Thank you for everyone that's left the feedback. We do actually appreciate it.
Yeah, feedback. And, you know, fuck it. Just share the show yourself.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Wait for us.
That's true. That can happen. So that's going to do it then. In the meantime.
Post it anywhere. Fucking post it on fucking forums all around the world. Post it on, like, if there's a forum that, say, for, like, say there's a forum for, say, that you go to regularly for painting your house.
Okay.
Feel free and post our show.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's, yeah. You know what? And the tag there, better than watching paint dry.
Slightly.
Done. Book it. All right. So that's going to do it. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
And we off air?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't got you anything for your wedding yet. Is there any gifts you could recommend?
Maybe another Slammy.